Gunnar Kaysen and Balto and the team were heroes. They toured the lower 48, went to vaudeville theaters. They were here in Cleveland several times. But finally, even after a movie was made out of them, a two-reel newsreel type film, and then a statue was actually struck of Balto in Central Park. After all that, the team got sold to a guy who ran what they called a dime museum in L.A., and Balto and the team were chained to a sled, to a stage, in this dingy, darkened room. And into this room one day, George Kimball, a Cleveland businessman, comes, and he says, "I'm outraged. This dog and this team saved a town, and they saved children, and this is just, they're heroes, and here they are chained to this prison." And so he negotiated with the owner of the dogs to purchase. He got an option to buy them. He had to raise $2,000. This is in 1926. And he comes back, and he has 2 weeks to do it. He gets the plane dealer to help, and they get school kids to give their pennies and nickels and dimes, and sure enough, they raise the money. They buy the team. The dogs come here, and they live out their life at the Cleveland Zoo, at the Brookside Zoo. And then when Balto dies, the decision is made, since he was such an icon, to have him taxidermed, to have him stuffed.